State legislators will once again prioritize school safety as they craft a budget this year. Some proposals would give districts access to more funding options for security improvements. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, that could include money for gun training.
The heartbreaking realities of being a student in 2019 are illustrated in the subtle details throughout East Elementary School in Portland. The glass windows and doors that line the front of the building are coated with a reflective, bullet-resistant glass. Windows looking to classrooms are near the ceiling, too high for people to be able to see inside. And the carpet inside a first-grade classroom is a different color in one corner, so the teacher can use age-appropriate language in the event of a lockdown, telling students, go to the blue carpet. This is a school that prepared for tragedy while praying it never comes to town.
We're applying what we learn to how to prevent these things from happening.
That's Superintendent Jeremy Gully, who studies school shootings across the nation closely. He reads every report on the incidents that he can in an effort to gain some insight into how to prevent something similar from happening in his rural district. He walks me through an open hallway in the elementary school to point out some of the security improvements they've made over the past year. The area where we're standing is near where people used to enter the building, giving them access to the entire school. Now, they press a buzzer and face a camera before they can get inside the first door.
In this school, you could just be buzzed in, but you could have access to the school. That's changing now. So we have a single point of entry where you get buzzed in three different times before you can access the school.
The district spent nearly $1.3 million over the past year implementing Gully's recommendations, which includes placing locked gun safes in undisclosed locations throughout the schools. Staff members who volunteered will have access to them in the event of a shooting.
We don't believe that the police can get to our schools in time if something like this were to happen.
The volunteers went through extensive firearms training to prepare, which cost about $20,000. Despite the state awarding J schools $500,000 to make safety improvements last year, the district had to find money for the training in its own budget. The state only allows schools to use the safety dollars for certain costs, like hiring a resource officer or conducting a threat assessment. Republican State Senator Jim Toms is proposing a bill that would expand how schools can use state safety grants. He says hearing about Jay County's security plan gave him the idea.
I would like to see that funding is available for that portion of the school safety projects that they're implementing, such as the training, farm training for this.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jennifer McCormick has repeatedly said, although state law allows it, she doesn't think arming teachers is a good idea. But in a nail salon back in Portland, several women say it makes them feel better knowing there are guns in the schools. Alyssa Mann has two daughters who will soon head to elementary school, and she worries about them.
Every night I just pray that, like, just keep my babies healthy and watch over them every day. I mean, so much happens.
Brenda Fennig has similar fears about her great-grandchildren. She says it's why she'd like to see the district go even further to protect its students.
It's okay to have a gun with a qualified person that's been trained in it. He needs to wear it on his body. He can't have it locked up somewhere and go get it when somebody's in there shooting your kids.
But arming all teachers is something the superintendent says he doesn't plan to do. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.